Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach here in Studio U. We are having an awesome day today. We're going to be talking about building systems that work to help you be consistent in your business and help you be consistent in your life, okay? So we're talking about building systems. All right, guys, we're just getting some things finished, getting things on live. We're going to be live on YouTube, Blog Talk, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, and all of those platforms that we have now. Okay, guys, so we are, all right, edit. So as we know, we're going to have special guests tonight too. And as we know that I Am Unique Wright podcast has been brought to you by the Business Planner Planner. Now I have ads going out this weekend. You can download for free this planner. A page where you can use this planner. You can download it for free. So go to my page, look at the post before this last post that you'll see. Oh, my nose issues. And download this planner for free. It's just a sample of it so you can see how it is and see how it goes. Not even lie. And I Am Unique Wright. This is me, guys. So, make sure you go to my Instagram, I Am Unique Wright. Like this planner, get your free download, and start downloading. So we're going to talk about building systems at work. Now, everybody, most people don't know how to build a system, what a system is. A lot of entrepreneurs don't know how to even start with the process of thinking of how to build a system. So I'm going to break it down to you again about what a system is and how it works. The system is your process of how you do things from your day to day. It could be from your social media blast. It can be from your how you package, go to the post office, how you box stuff up. Everything has to be figured out in your system, has to be processed in your system. So make sure you know you have to build a system, okay? So step one is figuring out what the issues are in your business. Figuring out what the things that your business needs to maintain to structure itself. So those are the first things that you have to come up with is what does your business need? Like everybody's business, I don't have a business technically that I have to go to a post office. I don't have to package up anything. You know what I mean? My business is to talk to you, make sure that I have my cameras in place, make sure my lighting's in place, make sure that when I am sending out my email blast, things are going in the proper order. Okay? So we have to build a system that will create those kind of things that will help your business. If you are a barber or a hairstylist, that system might be different. If you have a storefront, that system might be different. So if you've ever worked with somebody and know how they work, you have to know a system. When you walk into a hair salon, the receptionist greets you. They ask you what services you're going to get. Then they inform the stylist that I need these services done. And this, you go sit in the stylist chair, you get the services done. Once you have finished paying for the services, you go to the receptionist, they cash you out. So that is a system how probably a commission-free salon works or a commission-based salon works. Now, if you have a blueprint, the people may come in, say hi to their stylist, and pay the stylist and go from there. So there are so many different ways to for systems to work. Okay, so that's one thing. If you have an online store, you set up your website, you get your system into your store, your order comes in, you check your back office to see what the order is, you get the order done, you package it up, you print the label out, you take it to the place. Now, if you have a whole bunch of orders that one by one, it's time consuming. So maybe in the morning, you print all your labels out, you pick your orders, then you package everything up, and then you go from there. So there is always a way to handle your business and to handle your system and building your business. If you're a life coach, you go online and tell people to book your appointments. They book your appointments with you. You get an automated notification reminder that such and such has booked the appointment with you. And then you have the 2-hour session with them at that same time. So those are the ways that you build sessions, that you build your system that works for you. So every business has a different way of running, has a different system. So those are some of the attributes of the system. All right, guys, give me 1 second. I need to grab something real quick.
Hello.
So, those are the things. We're going to have 2 guests here. We're going to have a business coach and another entrepreneur coming on live, and we're going to talk to them about their systems and how they build their businesses up and show them what we can do to help them grow their business, okay? So everybody you'll stay tuned. So we have our first guest on right now. We're going to bring her in. I think this is Siobhan. Give me 1 second. Hello?
Hi, Unique. It's Carlin. How are you?
Oh, this is Carlin. Hi, how you doing today? I'm sorry, I got mixed up. Today has been a very, very busy, busy day for me. So, how are you today?
I mean, I think I'm very well, but I do lie a lot. How are you?
Great. Hey, as long as you lie to yourself, it's all right. Don't lie to nobody else. But can you tell the audience who you are, what you do, and how they can help you, how you can help them, or in tonight's topic, we are talking about creating systems that work. Give you. Hold on. We just lost you. Hold on a second. Hold on. I can't hear you. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's much better. Because I was like, I don't know what happened to you.
Perfect.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so hi again, Unique.
Hi again, Unique.
This is Carolyn Giovanello.
Hey.
And I am a performance and leadership coach with CLG Coaching. And what I do is a form of life coaching, and it's for professionals who really want to excel in certain areas of their life, and they want to work with a coach who can really align their perspective and direction in order to get there. And, of course, one of the things that we talk a lot about in this type of coaching, Unique, is creating systems that work. Not only creating systems that work, but creating systems that can cut down on time, cut down on the workload, make you more efficient, more effective in faster times to get to that result. So it's pretty exciting work.
That's awesome. That's awesome, because that's exactly what we're talking about. So can you help me break down a system you may have created for your client? You don't have to give any names or anything, or maybe the type of business they have, and then what you told them to do in a roundabout way.
Sure, I'd love to. I am the type of person that likes to start with the end goal as the piece that we want to be working backwards from, rather than starting at the beginning and saying, here's what I know and here's what I'm going to do. Where do I actually want to be? What do I actually want to do that's different to what I'm doing now? So once you know that end goal, I hear an echo. Let me see if I can
hear that.
How's that? Oh, much
yes,
better.
Yes, is that
me.
Better?
Oh, much better for me.
Oh, much
okay.
better for me.
Oh, much
great.
Better for
so,
me.
Great. So,
still an echo.
Okay. So once you figured out what that end result is,
let's imagine that it's
a company that you're wanting to start and you want to go from making $25,000 a year to $150,000 a year. So the goal is to make more money.
Right.
So when you dial it back, you have to go through about five different steps to figure out how do I get from this spot, which is a $25,000 business, to $150,000 business. And the first thing that you have to do is you have to take inventory of what you have right now. We call it the current state. That could be just identifying what things you use on a regular basis, what you have to do to get things done each day. You want to list out those activities because you want to challenge yourself a little bit as to why you're doing
them.
And what that means is you may find that there's
gaps
as to why you're actually doing something that's an unnecessary step. And unless you write down that inventory of everything that you do in a day, then you need to figure out how to ask yourself, are all of these things priority? Are all of them critical?
I totally agree with you on that because I'm in the process of revamping my systems that I have built for myself and learning and scaling. Right? So I'm like, okay, why am I doing this? What is this work? Why am I paying for this software? Am I using this software? Mm-hmm. Like, and then I have software that can help me, but then I'm not using it. So those are a lot of important things that you may be wasting money, or you may have bought too much inventory, or you may not have bought the right type of inventory, or when orders start coming in, you don't have no boxes to put nothing in. So those are certain things that you have to think about when you are promoting and starting your process and working. So that makes a whole lot of sense in this whole brand. So what made you become this coach? Where did you start from?
I love this question because I was one of those people that was told that this was going to be a good career for me. I didn't even know what coaching was when I first heard about it. So I was kind of a loudmouth at my job, and I was very opinionated and had a lot of big thoughts. But I wanted to share those in a way that would not trigger other people. I wanted them to be in alignment with me versus, you know, kind of having to, you know, an against mentality to things that were changing, and I learned that business coaching really follows a lot of procedure, which is don't bullshit, call out what you notice, and see where you can make change when you're really faced with what is true.
I got certified as a coach, and now here I am.
Nice. So the certification process, is that something you do or you share? Or like, I've always wondered that because people say, oh, I'm a life coach and I'm a certified life coach. But like, is there a life coach school?
There are a couple that are really very reputable. And you imagine with any mental or emotional health profession, you want the person who's your coach to have put in the hours, to have put in the work. It's really important that they've gone through a process that teaches people not only how to coach, but how to be ethical in it, how to make sure that you're upholding standards. You know, you're working with a very delicate part of a person's being, which is their emotional and mental health. And so you want to make sure that you can speak to areas where they might need support, they might need guidance that goes beyond just being good at listening and being good at giving advice.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. That's kind of like why, so in my pursuit of being a business owner, I became a coach because I was a graphic designer in the beginning. And everybody would be like, how do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do this, right? Or what can I do to make this better? Then I got into marketing, helped them market their business. And then it's like, people really don't want to pay you for those services. So graphic design services and the marketing service are one of those things that you need them. Everybody needs them, right? We have to do marketing. We have to do graphics. We have to have graphics. We have to have some kind of materials to put out there to market. But nobody really wants to pay with them because there is no tangible value to them. If I tell you I'm going to market your business, it takes 6 months to a year to get you to the level you want to. People usually stop at 2 months. Oh, I didn't get any results. Well, we just starting. I can't give you results in 2 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could, but you only have a $100 budget. You know what I mean? if you want results in 30 days, then we need to start with at least a 10 grand, 20 grand budget, so I can put you on TV and radio and get you like out there. But if you only trying to pay $100 or $200 a month, then okay, we ran the 25 for our Facebook ads and build your momentum.
You gotta work with what you have.
And people don't understand that, and it's so hard to teach them that. So I figured out that I was always giving all of this advice to people and teaching people how to do stuff. And at that time, I wasn't getting paid for it because I'm your graphic designer. I'm your marketing person. I'm not your coach. So now I've switched roles, and now I'm being like their business coach and teaching them how to develop their business and how to grow what they need to grow in their business. And everybody's business is totally different in growing it. So everybody needs something different. So having a coach is knowledgeable. And the thing is, I'm a person that I like to do hands-on stuff, right? So I like to work in your business, see exactly how you run it so that I can tell you how to fix it. Because if I don't see how you run it, I can't tell you technically how to fix it because you're only going to tell me a piece of the story, right? That's like you trying to help somebody with life coaching, right? And they're not telling you what they did to entice or aggravate the next person. So you're like, well, this person should not do this and they shouldn't treat you like this. But what did you do to that person for them to treat you like that, right? There's always, you know, like your grandmama says, there's always the truth. There's three sides to a story: her side, his side, and the truth. and
that's
business works like
true.
That too.
100% true.
And business works like that too. So, is there any like advice that you have out here for people out here who are learning, who are starting about building their system, like? You said we start from the results that you want, right? So what is something else that you can give your advice on, give your expertise on how to make it work and how to stay consistent with it all? Because this month is about consistency. So, and that's a hard thing. And everybody's working on it, you know? So what is something you can give advice to people about and say?
You know, Unique, it's not amazing advice, but what I think is the most important thing for people that are trying to set up a system is they have to be self-reflective. They have to be self-aware. We've gotten into a pattern of doing things, a ritual, a habit, and it's very hard to break those things when they've happened. We carry it into our business. We carry it into our families. We carry it into our personal lives. When we see that we are making an error, whether that's in ordering, whether that's in time frame, we have to be able to remove ourselves from the problem. So
so that we can look at it for what it is and be aware of what we need to do to make improvements. If we hold to it that we're connected to that as a person, you won't ever make change. You won't ever be able to let things go. That's not in our way of being. We're humans and we're creatures of habit.
Right. Exactly. That was the great advice. I don't know why you said that wasn't the most awesome advice ever. I mean, I think that is the start of everything. Personal, business, mental, situational, relationship at all.
You got it. You've absolutely got it. You're speaking that truth, and that's exactly right.
If you do not know, if you don't know your problems or what issues you have as a human being or as an individual or as a business, you cannot tell anybody how to fix theirs. You can't start fixing yourself. It's like that whole saying, you got to learn to be uncomfortable. You got to be uncomfortable to get comfortable. Or how does it go?
That's exactly right. I love that phrase.
Yeah, I'm like, to get where you want to go, you have to learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. That is it. So those are the things that you have to learn as a person, as a business owner, as anything. So, like, I really, really appreciate that and love that about what you just said. Like, being self-aware and figuring out the system, it is the main thing that you have to accomplish and do. Knowing what you're saying, having a conversation with somebody the other day about your words. Your words are verbal, are your wand, and anything that you say technically manifests within what you want. So the way you speak can change exactly who you talk to and how things get done for you. So those are aspects of being a business owner and a life coach and everything else. Is there any other advice or anything you want to tell anybody? Do you have any upcoming events or things going on or new items, new products, anything that you have that you would like to, you know, put out there?
Thanks for that opportunity, Unique.
Everybody should have a coach.
People think that coaching is a new term. They think it's sort of hippie and woo-y. What I will tell you is that every person could use a support system or a wing person or a thought partner, however you want to describe them, who has your best interests at heart. And if you are interested in working with a coach, I would love to talk to you. You're welcome to check me out on my website, clgcoaching.com. Thank you so much for having me. It was lovely to speak with you tonight.
That is great. So what is your, tell everybody how to find you on social media or Instagram. We have people, we're live on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I know you just said your website, cfg.com, right?
It's C-L. L is in Libra, Leo, Lion.
CLG.com, right?
CLG Coaching, that's right.
CLGCoaching.com. So check her out on CLG Coaching. Find her social media. What is your social media handles?
CLG Coaching.
CLG Coaching.
Everything is CLG Coaching. CLG Coaching. So find her, Google her, look her up. If you need a coach, if you need a life coach, a business coach, make sure that you find her and look her up. And we do appreciate having her on tonight. So
thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Share the word. I will share this with you so that you can share it out to your people all over.
Much appreciated.
Okay?
Take care.
All right. You have a good day. Bye-bye. All right, guys, that was clgcoaching.com. If you need a life coach, another business coach, we kind of do similar things and help people build their business. She's more on the life coach side of it. She wants to help people grow and find their systems. Like I said, the best thing that she said And one of the best things that she said is you have to be self-aware of who you are and what you're doing. You have to be self-aware. If you do not know what your own personal issues or problems are, perfect or not, you have to know what they are. So make sure that you are self-aware of where you're going, what you want to do, and how you want to move forward. All right, we're waiting on our next guest to pop into here. So we're seeing if she's going to come. Let me send her a message real quick to see if I can get her on the line. And we will go from there. So anybody, again, if anybody would like, I would like everybody to like, share, re-like, post, repost, subscribe, whatever, download, whatever platform you are on listening and watching this on. I would love you guys to actually, you know, be a part of it and share it with everybody out there. And I really need you guys to like. We have to get our likes up. So please get our likes, like us, and share with anybody else out there. And at the end of the day, the goal is to build a system that works for you. Know what your end project is. One second. All right, guys. I'm super excited about having everybody on tonight. This is the last podcast in Studio U, or this Studio U. We are moving studios to a different location, so you will see a different look coming up in the near future, or by next Wednesday, you'll see a different look, a different feel, and we will go from there. So let me get Chevron on. Let me see if she's going to call in. All right, guys. So while we are waiting on her, let's break that down. So if we're starting at the base of your system, like one of my goals that was met for this week was to make $10,000. In this process, I had to figure out what I was going to do to make this kind of money and how to do it. So I have my books, I created ads, I created funnels, I created, I reached out to some clients, I finished some projects. So those are the things working from the backwards. I knew what I had to do and make in this amount of time to create what I wanted. So going forward, you create products. You create a system. And you have to be 100% consistent with your system so that you know how to move forward and to grow. Because if you're not consistent in what you're doing, you won't be able to move forward. And again, if you're not self-aware of what is going on in your system, it's not possible for you to actually do it. So guys, make sure that you are self-aware in what you're doing. Make sure you are consistent in what you're doing. Make sure you understand everything that you need and how you want to complete your job, your project, and everything else. So those are the things that you have to do in the process of creating your business and creating your system. If anybody has a question or would like to call in and talk about their business, and I can help you walk through on things that you would like to know, you can give me a call at 563-993-562. That's 563-993-562. Always feel free to call in, give us your comment, be aware of what you're going, and know where you're going. We have some new people coming up on us live on Facebook, so if you would like to call in, I would love to give a quick consult while we're waiting on the next guest to come up, and I can help you build your system. And the thing is you have to use your resources. You have to use what you're doing and figure out what works for you, okay? So there are things that work for one person that don't work for you. I like to use software. I like to keep notes. I make sure I write things down in my journals to actually stay on top of your system. And if we go into even a personal aspect of this, your day-to-day should have a system included into it as well. So making sure that you are on top of what you're doing on your day-to-day to stay focused and to stay on top of everything that you have to do. Like I said, in the process of moving, if you look at my house, it's not packed at all. So I was just like, I had to conquer one problem. I worked on my financial goal that I needed to make for this weekend, made that goal. Now I can focus on the next goal. That is part of creating that system, is understanding where you're trying to go, what things that you need to complete so that you can focus. Because if your brain is not focused on what you're trying to do, you will never get it complete. And if you have a system that is not a focused system and it's not a focus with a focused goal at the end, it won't get done. And this works, like I said, in personal, in business life, in everything. You need to make sure you know where you're going. When you're driving down the street, you put the address of your destination in the GPS, right? Right? So once you put that destination into your GPS, you know exactly where you're going. You know that you're going. Now, you may take some detours. You may turn. You may run into some traffic. You may run into an accident and you switch up a little bit. But you at least know that you're going to Publix on the street and that's where you're going. That is what you have to do to create this system. And you know that you're going to have to stop at these red lights. You're going to have to pull over at this intersection. These are things that you're going to have to do when you're creating a system. So knowing your end goal helps you create your goals for the next day. And make sure that that end goal is something tangible that you can see. Because everybody complains about kids. Oh, they don't have no – kids have all this imagination, right? Kids have all this energy, right? That's the problem with adults is we've lost our imagination. And imagination is what is going to take us to that next level. If you do not believe in yourself to push yourself, to promote yourself, to go to the next level, to see the next level, you're not going to make it. Talking to a client earlier today, he was like, well, I'm trying to get some loan money, da-da-da. All I want is 20K. I'm like, what is your numbers? I was like, well, you can qualify for about 100. He was like, oh, my gosh, what is 100? I can't even understand why I would want 100K. Why wouldn't you want 100,000? Imagine what you could do if you had $100,000 versus $20,000. People don't understand. Once you get $20,000 and you level up to that $20,000, we have fire trucks. You got to wait a minute. You level up to that $20,000, your bills are now $20,000. Are you going to profit with that? What can $20,000 buy you if you're wanting to scale to a $1 million business? It doesn't work. Even $20,000 technically doesn't even get you to $100,000. It just builds the foundation. You're just breaking ground with the 20K, okay? So when you are dealing, when you're talking about businesses and growing your businesses and building everything, you need to make sure that your system is in place for that $20,000 to multiply to double. You want to double it as quickly as possible to get it to $40,000, to get it to $60,000, to get it to $80,000, to get it to $120,000, $118,000. You want to continue to double it every time it is being faced into it. So if somebody hands you a dollar, you need to find out how to make it into two. So those are the things. And then what, if you say, hey, if I make this into $2, and then you just repeat that same process that you did to make that dollar into $2, to make that $2 into $4, to make that $4 into $6, then you are able to grow. You're able to expand. And that's how you scale. That's how you scale your business. But if you're only making $1,000, and you're only still making $1,000, and you're not doubling your money within a certain time frame, that we need to sit down, revamp what you're doing so we can double this up. So those are the things that we talk about in building your systems, in building your business in 2021. There's so many opportunities out here for you to scale and for you to grow and for you to be successful in what you are doing, but you have to have that mental mindset on how to do it, what to do, and when to move on it. So, guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. If anybody has any questions or concerns, please like this post. When you see it on my live, when you see it on my Instagram, make sure you guys like it. Make sure you guys follow me. Make sure you guys click the link below to subscribe. Please share this with as many people as you can that would love to understand what is going on and how I can help them grow their business. You can find me at I Am Unique Wright across all platforms. If you need a life coach, you can go to clgcoach.com and she will be a great life coach to help her, help you figure out your life and your life systems, because life has a system, your business has a system, everything, excuse me, has a system. So you have to build all of that in your business. You have to be focused on all of that. You have to know what you want to do, where you want to go. So in the process to build a system and build a system that works, make sure you know where you are going. All right, guys. Make sure everybody clicks the link right before this post talking about my planner. I'm giving everybody a free download for the next 3 days. You can download all four of them, or you can purchase all four of them for $85 versus $100 if you purchase them individually. So take heed of that offer while it still lasts. Please sign up, join my email list. I'm starting a new email broadcast out there to show you about new products and stuff that is being promoted. So make sure you guys take advantage of any of these products, any of this situation, and feel free to reach out to me. I'm here to help. I am here to be your servant so that you can grow and be as powerful as you want to be in your business and your focus. So, guys, this is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. I'm going to leave you with this note. Make sure you have a system. Make sure you know your end goal so that we can create you a system that works for you. Make sure you automate your work so that it can help you become consistent in any and everything that you do. So I'm going to leave y'all with that note tonight. If anybody, again, wants to hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, DM me, and we can go from there. Talk to you later. Bye.